Hello, everyone. Welcome to Community Calendar. I'm Kathleen, your reader for the Community Calendar and for Flagstaff Live. We'll read about things going on in and around the Flagstaff area from this past week and current week. Today's date is Thursday, April 24th. Here is the first article that I'll be reading. Creative Flagstaff announces 2025 ArtX artists and projects. Written by Flagstaff Live staff, Creative Flagstaff is excited to announce the selected artists and projects for ArtX 2025, a seasonal series of creative activations designed to connect art with the community in dynamic and engaging ways. New in 2025, this year ArtX is evolving. Rather than one consolidated event, ArtX 2025 will unfold as a year-long series of focused, place-based opportunities, bringing creative experiences to the community more frequently and in more accessible ways. Each project will feature a satellite or pop-up of demonstration in a different part of the community, extending the reach and impact of each installation or event. With connectivity at the core, this expanded format strengthens ArtX's mission to bring immersive, interactive art into everyday spaces and moments. ArtX at the Arb, the Arboretum, 2025 selected artists. In partnership with the Arboretum, at Flagstaff, artists Krista Birnbaum, Colin Kuberick and Elias Marshall will create site-specific works exploring the ecology and conservation of the Colorado Plateau. Their installations integrating painting and sculptural elements will be on view from April 30th through October 26, 2025. ArtX at First Friday Art Walk, May 2nd, 2025. The First Friday Art Walk will host Car-Free First Friday, celebrating walking, biking, and public transit. Aspen Avenue will be closed between North San Francisco Street and North LaRue, creating a lively, pedestrian-friendly event featuring live music and poetry maps readings aboard a mountain line bus. June 6, 2025, First Friday will spotlight a Pride Month art exhibition presented by the Literacy Center. The show will feature banned LGBTQIA+ books reimagined by artists and authors with 0% commission on artwork sales. Hosted at Cultural Connections AZ's Ice House location, the evening will include a drag performance and reception celebrating literacy, creative freedom, and LGBTQIA+ visibility. ArtX at Free Range 2025 projects. ArtX at Free Range supports creative projects in non-traditional spaces that explore timely and relevant themes. April 26, 2025, Nature Tales at Willow Bend Environmental Education Center, a free family-friendly puppet show that celebrates the natural world through interactive storytelling. After the show, kids can make and take home their own puppets. June 25, 2025, Free Range Fashion by artists Sailor Quinn and Frederica Hall, a month-long celebration of upcycled wearable art, community, and sustainability. Events include a First Friday runway parade, weekend workshops and performances, exhibitions, and a live fashion auction. ArtX 2025 will continue to activate new spaces and creative experiences throughout the year, weaving art into the everyday fabric of Flagstaff. For more information, visit artxideas.org. Local authors and Copper Quill Award winners celebrated at April Book Fair, written by Randy Holloway, Friends of the Library. Yearly, the Friends of the Library give out a Copper Quill Award to outstanding authors from Flagstaff and Coconino County who have published books of any genre and for their entire body of work. The Friends of the Library had its award ceremony April 11th for Melissa Segni and Jody Hollander. In 2022, Segni received her award for contributing to the Flagstaff community. She grew up in Tucson and has served as a science reporter for several years at KNAU. Her nonfiction, Brave the Wild River, is the story of two women who map the botany of the Grand Canyon. It explores the intersection of science, nature, and history, with a focus on the American West. This book gives beautiful descriptions of the Grand Canyon. For this, she has achieved the National Outdoor Book Award. Sevigny is the author of three books. Her work has been supported by grants from the Ellen Melanie Fund of Desert Writers. She has also achieved the Edward R. Murrow Award and the Biola Award. She works in the field as science communicator in the field of planetary science, Western water policy, and sustainable agriculture. She worked for NASA's Phoenix Mars Scout mission in 2008. In 2023, Hollander received her first award for contributing to Flagstaff. Her latest book is Nocturne. She has written two additional books since. She is originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and was raised in a family of classical musicians. She studied poetry in England, and her poems have appeared in journals such as the Poetry Review, the Yale Review, the Harvard Review, PM Review, the Dark Horse, the New York Criterion, the Rialto, and the Verse Daily. Hollander is also the recipient of a Fulbright Scholarship, a fellowship in South Africa, and a National Endowment for the Humanities grant in Italy. She received a Hawthornden Fellowship in Scotland and attended MacDowell in 2015. Her debut full-length collection, My Dark Horses, was published with Liverpool and Oxford University Press in 2017. The poetry she writes brings to life beautiful descriptions of color. Charlie Silver presented the awards from the Friends of the Library, a nonprofit that supports the library programs not funded by the grant the library receives yearly. Additionally, Lawrence Lenhart, director of the Northern Arizona Book Festival, presented his stipends to the authors. Pine Wine, Wines for Spring, by John Van Catt, wine columnist. This spring brings diverse weather, so it is ideal to have a wide variety of wines on hand. Therefore, I tasted more than 100 wines from various grapes for this column, and below are my favorites across a broad range of prices. In the $10 and $20 range, Domaine Bousquet, I may be mispronouncing these, so I apologize in advance, Cabernet Sauvignon, Reserve Organic Grapes, Tupungato, Uco Valley, Mendoza, Argentina, $18. Beautiful purple color leads to a strong, complex nose and an outstanding palate highlighted by pleasing strength, excellent balance, medium tannins, and lingering length. The Trapiche 2022 Malbec, Medalla, Mendoza, Argentina, this is $20. I loved its deep purple hue, preceding rounded body, forward fruit, ample personality, and extended finish. Eroica 2023, Riesling, Columbia Valley, Washington, $22. Subtle to the eye and nose, but otherwise attractive with strength, plentiful fruit, fine balance, and more on the palate, all carried for impressive length. DAOU 2022 Rosé Paso Robles, $24. Orange-tinted color catches the eye, but this notable wine excels on the palate with vitality, full body, forward fruit, and pleasing balance, coupled with prolonged complexity, integration, and refinement. Textbook 2022 Cabernet Sauvignon, the Pei Family Passe Robles, $27. Attractive purple color and a strong nose lead to a well-rounded body, appealing fruit, fine balance, engaging personality, and likable length. Rombauer 2023 Sauvignon Blanc, Sonoma and Napa Counties, $28. This fine Sauvignon Blanc literally shines in the glass and features superb strength, impressive dimensionability, and a long finish. Sean Miner 2022 Chardonnay, Signature Series, Sonoma Coast, $28. The best buy in this price category has deep yellow color, a strong nose with notable complexity, and excellence on the palate with extended length. X by Rath, 2022 Pinot Noir, Monterey County, $29. I enjoyed its hue and strong layered nose, and I loved its full body, fruit, fine balance, and more on the palate, all carrying through it a lingering finish. Additional worthy buys, 14 Hands 2021 Red Blend Hot to Trot, Columbia Valley, $15. Louis Chateau 2022 Rose Coteau-Bougeon, France. $15 St. Francis 2022 Chardonnay, Sonoma County. $17 Dry Creek Valley 2023 Chenin Blanc. Dry Clarksburg, $18. Liquid Light Non-Vintage Sparkling Wine Brut Rosé, Washington State, $22. The article goes on to list many more wines with higher ranges, up to $70. And rather than read all of these various wines, I'll end with the $70 range. Yarden 2019 Syrah, Alon Hashavan Vineyard Galilee, $75. Among the best wines I've tasted in the past year, with impressive strength, generous body, beautiful fruit, and noteworthy complexity, accompanied by outstanding integration, refinement, personality, and length. Benziger 2020 Red Blend Tribute Sonoma Valley is $100 a bottle. Exceptional in multiple dimensions, including its deep purple-tinged color, notable power, wonderful balance, and highly pleasing refinement, all prolonged through an extended finish. If you have any questions about these, contact a local liquor store to determine availability of wines you wish to purchase, or search for them online. John, the writer of this wine column, can be reached at azpinewine@yahoo.com. Flagstaff is the stage for a theatrical new novel, but written by a Flag Live staff member. Flagstaffians will have a special reason to celebrate Shakespeare's birthday this April 23rd. That's the day Flagstaff Bay Solstice Publishing latest offering, Blue Mountain Rose, a novel in five acts, officially goes on sale across the nation. Shakespeare is as universal as literature gets, but Julie Hammons has created a heartfelt story that is accessible, moving, and feels as if the bard was always meant to be staged right here in our mountain town. Solstice co-founder Miles Schrag said, "We're excited to see how Arizonans embrace Blue Mountain Rose and proudly share it with the world." The book is a backstage pass to a fictional Shakespeare festival. The Blue Mountain Rose Theater Company once hosted luminaries such as Kenneth Branagh, Judi Dench, and Derek Jacobi. Now it's 2009 and the Great Recession threatens the company with financial ruin. Against the backdrop, Blue Mountain Rose explores themes of fame, family, love, grief, and healing as a brave troupe of actors prepares to present Hamlet. I've never understood Shakespeare and did not believe I would be able to connect to the plot of Blue Mountain Rose, Judy Jones said, who received her pre-ordered copy from Solstice in January. But the author guided the reader into the world in clever and interesting ways, with compelling characters that I wanted to hang out with for a long time. Maybe you didn't enjoy studying Romeo and Juliet in high school, says author Julie Hammons. You'll still understand the workplace dramas and the emotional dynamics of interpersonal relationships. You'll see how my characters use Shakespeare's art to connect with each other and face the challenges of life. Hammons is a self-described Shakespeare fangirl who fell in love with Hamlet during a high school trip to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. She learned to run a light board on an army base in South Korea, studied the plays on her own and in school, and staged, managed The Winter's Tale and Much Ado About Nothing. In 2016, she became the founding board president of the Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival. Published in hardcover and ebook formats, Blue Mountain Rose is available from Solstice and locally from Brightside Bookshop downtown. As of April 23rd, both formats are also available from online retailers and everywhere books are sold. At 6 p.m. on May 20th, Brightside Bookshop will host a free event with Julie Hammond. Dawn Tucker, the executive director of the Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival, will chat with Hammonds, who will also read from her book and answer audience questions and sign the book. All right, you are tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona, serving all of Arizona since 1979, providing audio access to information to listeners in Arizona. Pepsi Amphitheater kicks off 13th season, announcing the 2025 summer season plus new Amp Ale with Mother Road Brewing. Pepsi Amphitheater at Fort Tuthill County Park in Coconino County, presented and produced the R Entertainment North, announces its 13th summer season of award-winning concert and entertainment beginning this Saturday, April 26th with Midland The Get Lucky Tour. Midland is the two-time Grammy-nominated country music group and is known for their neo-traditional country sound, which blends classic country with a modern twist, and recently released their fourth studio album, Barely Blue. The trio named the band after the song Fair to Midland by Dwight Yoakam, who in fact just performed at the Pepsi Amphitheater last summer. Lead singer and guitarist Mark Weistrock has strong ties to Southern Arizona. He grew up in Sonoita, Arizona, Southern Arizona's newly founded wine country, and his family owns and operates a popular steakhouse restaurant in Sonoita called The Steakout. Bass guitarist and vocalist Cameron Duddy is also a music video director and has directed over 20 music videos in his career for several top performing artists. Notably, he directed the music video for Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven, which won an MTV Video Music Award for Best Male Video in 2013. Midland is set to light up the Pepsi Amphitheater stage and ignite the 13th season of the iconic outdoor venue, which sits amidst the largest contiguous ponderosa pine forest in the world. Ample Ale, one day prior, April 25th, which is tomorrow, Friday, be the first to try the new Amp Ale summer beer from Pepsi Amphitheater and Mother Road Brewing Company at the official launch party. It's Mother Road's first ever summer beer and dedicated to the iconic Pepsi Amphitheater. This is Friday, April 25th from 5 to 7 p.m., Mother Road's Tap Room, 7 South Mike's Pike, Flagstaff. Enjoy complimentary sips of this year's flavor of the Amp Ale, entering a drawing for free tickets to the upcoming Pepsi Amphitheater shows, plus food available for purchase at the Mother Road's Roadside Stove Food Truck, Mother Road's full selection of beer available. Pepsi Amphitheater, a jewel in the pines, is the ultimate summer entertainment destination for visitors looking to slow things down and enjoy all that Northern Arizona has to offer. For more than a decade, R Entertainment North has delivered world-class entertainment here, hosting the likes of Sheryl Crow, Steve Martin, Robert Plant, Billy Idol, Jelly Roll, Teddy Swims, The String Cheese Incident, and others who perform amidst the largest contiguous ponderosa pine forest in the world. When it offers perhaps the best weather anywhere in June and July, guests travel from throughout the Southwest, across the country, and even abroad to experience this one-of-a-kind entertainment venue. And then there is a whole list of Pepsi Amphitheater 2025 schedule, and for season 13, which runs from April 26th, opening up, as we said, with the Get Lucky Tour, and closing on September 30th with Iron and Wine Band of Horses. Indie folk singer, songwriter Iron and Wine is joined by the American rock group Band of Horses. More shows details to be announced. Elevating each performance of the towering ponderosa pines, the region's natural beauty, including sunsets over Mount Humphreys at 12,633 feet, Arizona Summit, hiking, fishing, bird watching, and more in a cool 70 degrees at 7,000 feet. Reed Glick, partner R Entertainment, said, "It's been a wild ride, and throughout the last decade and more, we've been really able to make it better every year." Carrie Dunn, partner R Entertainment, said, "Over the past 13 years, we've been proud to deliver exciting performances and events at Pepsi Amphitheater. Literally carved into the forest of Northern Arizona's Coconino County. It's that kind of place, and we light it up every summer." Sponsors are Season 2025 at Pepsi Amphitheaters, presented by Pepsi Cola and the Knackered Pepsi of Northern Arizona, Twin Arrows Navajo Casino Resort, Hensley Beverage Company, Mother Road Brewing Company, Four Peaks Brewing Company, Bahariba Tequila, Noble Herb, Finley Toyota of Flagstaff, Tito's Handmade Vodka, The Finnish Long Drink, Grimaldi's Pizzeria, Lerner & Rowe, and Celsius Energy Drinks. Tickets are available at PepsiAmp.com. Pepsi Amphitheater Management wishes to remind all guests that it is a cashless venue and implements a clear bag policy. Pepsi Amphitheater is part of the Fort Tuthill Coconino County Parks Complex, 2446 Fort Tuthill Loop, Flagstaff, Arizona. Take I-17 to Airport Exit 337. Continue west into Fort Tuthill County Park. Follow the loop road until reaching the amphitheater sign. All right. We have about 10 more minutes left, and let's get to the letter from home breaking into showbiz by Michael Walcott. Help wanted. New Midtown Italian Bistro hiring seasoned hospitality professionals. New York City experience a must. Trattoria dell'Arte, 907th Avenue. My inability to pronounce the name should have scared me off. During 3 years in Manhattan, I'd never set foot in a place like Trattoria dell'Arte. I couldn't afford to. But in November 1988, I really needed the work. My last full-time job was 9 months in the past, and the savings account was nearly empty. My girlfriend and I had just signed a lease. Temp agency work wasn't cutting it. So I stood on the sidewalk across the street from Carnegie Hall, managing my butterflies. From an upstairs window, a huge ceramic nose menaced me with its flared nostrils. I tried to decipher the menu posted by the entrance. Pinci con broccoli rabe, oh boy, spaghetti guanciale aglio olio, etc. The prices, however, needed no translation. This job, if I could land it, would pay big. I looked through the smoke glass windows and tried to keep breathing. At mid-afternoon, the dining room was closed, but a gaggle of very pretty young men in white shirts and black aprons were setting tables. I took a deep breath and stepped inside. Someone was being interviewed ahead of me, so I visited the pisciore to check myself in the mirror. The room was bigger than your average Manhattan apartment, done up in imported black marble. The urinals looked like artwork. The soap smelled pricey. The maitre d', an impeccably groomed Austrian named Werner, conducted the interview. He had an $800 suit, a professionally sculpted goatee, and a clipped accent. "Tell me about your experience," he said. My two previous restaurant jobs had been at upstate mom-and-pop places, but I had arrived at the interview with a carefully crafted lie. A very fancy Upper West Side Italian restaurant had recently gone out of business. "This was my New York hospitality experience," I said, 2 years. Werner looked at me carefully and nodded slowly. "Good, good," he said. "We are very busy. How soon can you start?" "Right away, of course." "You will trail one of the waiters for 3 nights and take a few tables," Werner said. "Then you will have your own station." He handed me a menu to study and told me where to buy my uniform. "See you tomorrow," he said. "Look sharp." On the train back to Queens, that day I read the menu and tried out phrases like cochino sausage and Livornese sauce and gremolata breadcrumbs, trying not to sound like what I was, a hick. Tomorrow arrived, a Friday. I caught myself shaving an hour before work and was still dabbing my face with tissue when the shift started. A slender blonde waiter named Joshua was my assigned mentor. He seemed put off by the task and pretty much ignored me throughout the night. I followed in Joshua's wake for 6 hours while he glided through the dining room, opening $100 bottles of wine with a fussy precision, charming Manhattan sophisticates with sly jokes I didn't quite get. I paid close attention to everything he did, though, and to the hefty tips he picked up. Occasionally, Joshua would hand off an unpromising two-top of Midwestern tourists. I would muddle through, mouthing the Italian word clumsily, trying to master what I thought was a corkscrew. "It's a wine tool," Joshua explained archly. The night passed with no dropped trays, spilled wine, or broken corks. After two more nights with Joshua, I got Monday off. On Tuesday, as promised, Werner gave me five tables. It was a disaster writ large. I was behind from the start, completely overwhelmed, arriving at tables drenched in sweat, red-faced, trembling. Drinks clattered on the tray. Various managers and waiters picked up my slack, taking orders at forgotten tables, serving desserts when I was nowhere to be found. I presented the checks with profuse, heartfelt apologies. "Please come back," I pleaded. "I'll be gone. Things will go much better next time. I promise." My new career in fine dining was certainly over, but no one said that, so I came back the next day. Things went just as badly then. But after a week, I still had a job. Apparently, the managers were too busy to fire me. Eventually, I got the hang of it. Del Arte became a fun place to work. The money was great, and I learned from my coworkers, all actors, singers, and dancers, that restaurant work is, in essence, a kind of performance art. I stayed for 3 years, just before I moved west. At the end of a busy Saturday shift, I told Werner the story of my non-existent restaurant experience. Why hadn't he fired me that first week? "Oh, we knew you made that stuff up, Michael," he said, with just a trace of a smile. "But we thought that if you could really come up with that, you would have no trouble learning the rest." Note to readers, Trattoria Del Arte is still going strong in New York City, but Michael Walcott's career in hospitality has long since ended. His email is michaeljwolcott@gmail.com. All right, I think we have a few minutes to go over the hot picks, things to do in Flagstaff. And let me scroll down to Saturday. Starlight in the Square, Starlight, Star Bright. As the world's first international dark sky city, Flagstaff is among the top places to stargaze. Starlight in the Square is a free community event in downtown Flagstaff celebrating International Dark Sky Week, held on April 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. in Heritage Square. The evening blends stargazing with local flavor and atmospheric ambiance. As the sun sets, guests can enjoy small bites and specialty sky-themed drinks. Attendees will be treated to laser-guided night sky tours and telescope viewings of Mars, Jupiter, and other celestial wonders. The event offers a unique way to connect with the cosmos while supporting a good cause. Proceeds benefit the Flagstaff Dark Sky Coalition and the Downtown Flagstaff Foundation. Starlight in the Square t-shirts and food and drink tickets are available for purchase. Don't miss this magical night of astronomy, community, and celebration in our special city of stars. Learn more about it at International Dark Sky Week at flagstaffarizona.org/events/festivals. Going on from Thursday today through Saturday, 4/24 through 4/26, All That Jazz and Justice. This month, the Flagstaff High School Drama Club is bringing Chicago, the musical, to the Cromer Theater stage. It's a darkly satirical musical set in the 1920s that follows Roxy Hart, a housewife who murders her lover and ends up in jail alongside vaudevillian Velma Kelly, also accused of murder. Both women compete for fame, the spotlight, and the help of slick lawyer Billy Flynn, who turns their trials into media circuses. The show explores themes of corruption, media manipulation, and the blurred lines between truth and performance. The Flag High drama team has been hard at work rehearsing and preparing to deliver this spectacular production. Support local arts and students and catch the show April 24th through the 26th with performances at 7 p.m. and one at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Friday through Sunday, April 25th through April 27th, Rights and Resilience, Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival, Flag Shakes, is set to stage Heidi Schreck's award-winning play, What the Constitution Means to Me, at the new Beaver Street Theater. Starring Amy Bjorklund, the production blends captivating acting performances with a historical yet humorous script. The play highlights the U.S. Constitution's impact on women's lives through powerful storytelling and important debates, earning recognition as a Pulitzer Prize finalist and Tony Award nominee. We are thrilled to bring this remarkable piece of theater to Flagstaff audiences. Flagshake's executive director, Don Tucker, said. Heidi Schreck's masterful writing invites audiences to reflect on the profound ways constitutional rights shape our daily lives. As we expand our programming at the Beaver Street Theater, this production is the perfect opportunity to engage our community in meaningful conversation. Catch the show for a limited time on April 25th through the 27th. Tickets are available at flagshakes.org. All right, that ends our reading today of the Flagstaff Live. My name is Kathleen, Sun Sounds Reader, and thank you for tuning in and listening, and I will be reading to you next week. Bye, everyone.